Garnet Bank Gazette, November 2017. Message from our head teacher. Dear parents, carers, and friends of Garnet Bank, I am delighted to add the special edition of this Garnet Bank Gazette. You will find important information in this edition, all sourced, written, typed, and designed by some of our children. As you will see, there are lots of wonderful things going in our rights-respecting, healthy-eating hive of learning. We are pleased that Maureen McKenna, Director of Education in Glasgow, recently wrote to us on behalf of the Scottish Government National Maths Improvement Group. To our thanks for launching Maths Week so successfully. We are also delighted with our new Kids Cook YouTube channel. Keep your eyes peeled for the new episodes each week created, filmed and edited by our children and Mr. Hearn. Please let us know what you think of this newsletter or any ideas or suggestions via our comments box at the office. Happy reading, Mrs. Reed. Children's News by me and Hafsa. Visits and outings. Primary 6 visited the Royal College of Surgeons and Physicians to explore more about their topic on the Victorians. We asked Rizan and Hafsa in Primary 6 what they thought about this trip. They said, "It was fun and interesting. We learned about Joseph Lister and how he invented sterilisation." Yara and Emil's mum arranged a trip for 20 children from Primary 4 to Primary 7 to go to visit the Fab Lab at the University of Strathclyde. We asked Peril from Primary 7 how she got on. "The Fab Lab was really fun. We got to design keyrings on a computer and then make them made by a digital laser cutter machine. We learned how a 3D printer works." Primary 2 won visited the Project Cafe to find out how food was prepared and cooked. So we asked Taib what we learned. He said, "I was just learning how to cook after a cafe and talking about my favourite foods. I enjoyed it." Emil said, "I really enjoyed going to the cafe. It was great fun." Primary 6 visited Pollock House to find out some interesting facts about the Victorian times. So we asked some children from Primary 6 how about their visit went. Charlotte thought it was fun and she got to see some objects from the Victorians and find out more about the Pollock House. But she also thought that the visit was quite long. Elliot enjoyed the trip and thought it was a very interesting visit. On the 8th of December, primaries 4 to 7 will have an amazing opportunity to go to visit the IMAX, to watch our beautiful planet. They will also have a chance to explore things at the Science Centre. We are all excited about this visit. Primary 7s are looking forward to their residential outdoor week-long to Blairvaddick on the 11th of December. Hafsa is feeling very excited but also a bit nervous. Her most exciting thing is that she will be able to share a room with someone far from her class. Lucas in Primary 7 is excited and he thinks he'll know what will happen because he's already been to Glencoe. Marina in Primary 7 is happy that she's getting the chance to go to Blairvaddick. On the 14th of December, children from the upper school will go to watch Elf at the GFT. And on the 15th of December, children from the lower school will watch The Muppets Christmas Carol. To help the children at Garnet Bank to become more active to boost their health and well-being, Mr. McInnes has arranged PE slots to take place at St. Aloysius High School's newly built gymnasium and dance studio. Currently, Primary 1 and Primary 5 are going there every Wednesday. We asked some children if they were enjoying this activity, and they really do. Children's Voice by AJ Nihang. People Council. On the People Council meetings, the members have been discussing the playground equipment and possibility of getting the football pitch open. They have also been talking about resolving issues around queues for the toy house and about children looking after the toilets. By the end of this term, elections will be held in each class to elect new members for the People Council. Rights Respecting School Steering Group. Our school is working towards level 2 of UNICEF's Rights Respecting School Scotland. A new class reps and have been elected from every class. Almost every class has now created their new class charters. These will be on Twitter soon. Mrs. Simpson has been working with every class, choosing useful UNCRC articles for our new playground charter. Mrs. Adams and Mrs. Simpson travelled to Stirling to learn more about children's rights education. They came back with lots of exciting ideas. We had an assembly for Dyslexia Awareness Week, and all the children thought about our right to an education. We will soon be welcoming children from other schools to share our knowledge of children's rights. Language Ambassadors. We have formed a Language Ambassadors group with Mrs. McEwen. Reps from P3 to P7 will meet most Monday mornings to share ideas on how we can celebrate the multilingual nature of school. The Language Ambassadors have come up with lots of ideas, including interactive displays and signs around the school being written in different languages. If you are able to help with this, ask your child to let Mrs. McEwen know. Playground use. Our playground has had many changes to make it more fun and exciting for children to play and learn. We have been asking children for their views about changes happening in the playground. Here are some of their replies. Mark in Primary 4-3 likes the water wall and the idea of having a mixed playing area for the lower and upper school children. He also thinks that we have so many new things to play and enjoy. He says that we only used to have the football pitch, but not so much to do. Now we have a choice. Mariam in Primary 5 said that she is excited to play with the hula hoops and spinning plates. She used to stand and chat to her friends, but now she likes to play. She says the shed is much nicer with pictures and benches. Pearl in Primary 7 likes the things that the parent council has brought for the playground. She also thinks we should mix the playgrounds on Fridays. Great stuff, Pearl. Staff News by Pearl and Alina. All teaching staff attended a presentation delivered by Sir John Jones at Clevedon Secondary School. They were all very inspired by his speech and felt some of the things that he mentioned are already embedded in the ethos of Garnet Bank Primary School. But everyone felt they learned something new, and they can take that forward and put into practice. Literacy for All training. Mrs. Simpson and Mrs. Kerr are attending ongoing training implemented by the school and cascade to staff. Staff have also been adding attentional twilight courses from the Literacy for All team and looking forward to implementing new reading strategies with the children. To celebrate Scottish Book Week, starting 27th of November, a book DVD swap will be arranged. For more information, we'll follow. Volunteers. Our school has always been very welcoming to people who come and volunteer. At the moment, we are delighted to have 6 AU Rapee students from St. Aloysius, 2 students from Hillhead High for the World of Work experience, and 3 volunteers, Mrs. Clark, Mrs. Rashid, and Mr. Cornder, working with the children. Assemblies by Hafsa and Mia. Primary 2-3 and 2-5 put forward a show for the whole school, Diwali Assembly. It was a brilliant performance, and Mrs. Reed appreciated all the hard work put in by the children's staff to make it so wonderful. Carter, from Primary 3-2, was one of the performers. He said he found the assembly very exciting and enjoyed performing. But at the beginning, he was a bit nervous. Roshwat from P5 also performed at the assembly. She liked the bit when the Emperor fell and was really felt excited when it was her turn to talk. Primary 1 and 2-1 will perform the Nativity for the Christmas Assembly on the 12th and the 13th of December. We can't wait to see it because it's always lovely to watch children dressed up in their costumes. Reminders by Pearl. Here are some important things that will help your child be healthy at school. Physical education. Please remind your child to bring their gym kit every PE day. Also, do not forget indoor shoes for PE, as the halls have just been done. Physical education is very important, so remember to bring the right thing. No jewellery will be worn up at PE time for safety reasons. Healthy eating. Please be aware our school is a healthy eating school. No fizzy drinks and sweets are allowed. Please respect our school rules. Valuable special toys or games. Please do not let your child bring any toys or games to school. We cannot guarantee that they will be lost or broken. We also have many new playthings in the playground to enjoy. Beyblades, spinners, and battle strikers are now banned. We have things to share in school. Weather-appropriate clothing. Don't forget to check if your child has got weather-appropriate clothing. In winter waterproofs, hats, gloves, and a fleece will keep your child warm and dry. Remember, this is Glasgow. It is good for us to be outside. Go to Twitter. Please remember to go onto Garnet Bank's Twitter page and stay updated and informed. All the wonderful things happening at our school. Please follow us at Garnet Bank Primary School. Kids Cook by Alina. Primary 3 have launched their YouTube cooking channel, Kids Cook. In teams, the children worked collaboratively to create their own healthy dish. Using the Eat Well guide to help them, they took turns to cook and film their recipes. They have made 7 videos which will be released every Friday. So, if you would like to learn how to cook some tasty and healthy food at home, simply go to youtube.com and search Kids Cook Garnet Bank. If you do, then please subscribe. Clubs and extracurricular activities. Monday, netball P5 to 7 at lunchtime. Football, primary 7, after school. On Tuesday, dance for primary 4 at lunchtime. We've got reading partners in primary 6 till lunchtime. Athletics in primary 6-5 at lunchtime. And taekwondo in primary 3 after school. Wednesday, we've got music P5 to P7 after school.